right, bows and bow ties. So look, I'm not going to have a whole lot of time. I know I'm in a different situation here. Excuse the background in my house. This is what it looks like in real life. That area right there. Wait, I never get this backwards. Okay. That one little area is always a disaster. And the rest, can you see? Well, the rest of my house is basically clean. But anyway, so look, I just want to get into it real quick. Since yesterday, I put up that video about, or was it Wednesday? I can't remember. About the single versus married. So in my previous video, which I will hopefully link in there, I talked about how, you know, yeah, like I think the single women just basically want the same respect as married women. Now, if you didn't catch the whole video, just the title alone is going to be like, oh, heck no. But what I was saying in that video was, I get it, right? Like oftentimes a single woman's value will be in comparison to like a man or in proximity to a man. And so she won't be viewed as valuable as like a married woman. So I can understand that angry sentiment. But what I do want to say is this. I just wanted to circle back to this. You guys can catch the video. I'll make sure that I put it in at the end of this video. The thing that seems to be running rampant right now is most of the married women I know don't get out here on these apps. They barely could even use them, okay? They don't have the cycles for it. Are there some who aren't happy? Probably. Are there some who are happy? As far as I know, yeah, they are. And what happens is, you know, somebody will get a study and they won't do any sort of real analysis and say, like, all of you married women are unhappy. I'm like, I am? I didn't know I was unhappy. So what I'm seeing is there's a lot of single women who are taking shots at married women, which is like really uncool. And so I just found like a couple of random like TikToks, just so people don't think I'm making it up. And this isn't like everything, but I'm just going to give you like a few examples of some of the things that I have seen. So you don't think I'm just making it up. Let me see. Here's this one. All right. Okay. And you guys see some of the other ones that are, let me see. Was this the one? Oh, here's another one.
There's my stocking over there. It's your stocking. Golden got a stocking. Whose is this? Is this an extra one?
No, that's mine.
Why is it empty?
I don't know. Santa didn't come for me.
For all the men out there that wonder why more and more single women are deciding that they don't want children, that they don't want to be married, I want you to remember that video right there.
Okay. So I just wanted to, all right. So I just want to stop right there for a second. So I showed you the first video with the kids. The lady was feeding them. They were out and the husband was on his phone. Now, if you don't have the context of that video, he could look like a douche, right? Or I remember there were times when my kids wanted to eat just with me, right? Not with daddy. And he was like, come on, come on, come on. But for whatever reasons, it could have been something that I had was different. I don't know. They're like, no, I want mommy's food. Like, you know how it is. I was like, all right, everybody come over here or whatever. I don't know. It could have been anything, right? And so he's like, all right, well, fine. But what they don't show is there were times, like I know, like back when my kids were younger, they would all be on daddy and I would get a break. And if you caught just that snapshot in time, it looks like just dad. Like, what kind of mother is she, right? Because, well, maybe they were like, well, we want daddies because. Now, I know that's not the norm. What I'm saying is this. It's easy for me to go out and just curate content that shows all of these women who are married, who are in these single relationships, right? Because that's what they're saying. It's like, we're all so unhappy in this, that, and the other, and they all get out on these high horses. But if I wanted, is this the one? Let me see. I might have, let me see if I can show this as an example.
I got murder on my mind. Yeah, look.
So look. If I wanted, sorry about that, I'm trying to bring it up. if I wanted to show you the flip side of being single, now, do I think everybody is living like this? No. But I could get out here and say, see, this is what it's like being single. Now look at this one.
I got murder on my mind. Yellow tape around his body. It's a fucking
mom. Oh, I don't like the language. I should have, I meant to take off the, I meant to take off the, what do you call it, the sound there. But look at this. Oh, go back, go back. So you got this young lady sitting here. Okay. You got a young lady going through it. Now, if I wanted to, I could easily say, see, this is why you want to hurry up and get married. Because look at these single women. They're all so miserable, right? Let me see if I can bring up something else. I'm just trying to prove a point here. Okay. Let me see. Does this have, what's going on here with this? I'm going to bring up another one. All right. I hope it doesn't have. Now, I mean, what is that? Let's go back here. Now, what am I supposed to take away from that? She could be single because maybe she lives in an area that doesn't have a lot of men. She could be single because maybe she's just not a nice person. She could be single because maybe she lives in an area where the preponderance of the men are single, and it could be anything, right? This is what I want to say. You got a lot of single women getting out here speaking on married woman relationships. And what I think that single women should do, this is just my opinion, is they should focus on single lives. They should focus on, people talk about like why they enjoy being single, then do that. But what they'll do is they will take a shot at married women. Well, I want to be single because all of these women are in these relationships with men and they're really single anyway, or they're just working just to take care of this man, all kinds of stuff. Instead of saying, hey, you know why I enjoy being single? It's because right now I just want to really maximize my free time. That's not a shot at anybody. I want to maximize my free time. I want to focus my energy on being more connected to God or whatever like that, right? That's not taking a shot at another group of people in order to exalt themselves. And so what happens is there's a lot of confirmation bias happening. Now, that's not to say that some of the things that are being discussed aren't happening, that they're not true, right? But what I find is just so odd that it's like you get a bunch of single women out here who I'm like, wait a second, you know that you're amazing. Why are you taking shots at other people? Why do you feel the need to denigrate other people's relationships and lives? And oh, by the way, just because you see a glimpse in time when people are going through it, because raising children, it's tough. It is tough, right? If you're talking about somebody who's married with children, which is different than someone who's married without children. I know dinks, which is dual income, no kids, or whatever, or men who are married and have a wife that doesn't work. I know people who don't have children. Well, I think they're mostly dinks though. And they don't take shots at single people. They live their lives. They're happy. You know what they say? They say, you know what? Some of them wanted children and it didn't work out for them. Some of them don't have any children and they're at the point in their life where, okay, I guess we kind of like, it just didn't work out. Like they're like good, right? And they like things like, you know what? I just want to ride my motorcycle and do these things, right? And they do things with each other and they do things without each other. And they never once take a shot at single people and they don't take shots at married people with children. I know people who live their lives like this. But what I am finding, it's mostly the singles, even some of these whacked out weirdo men too, but it's single women getting out here talking so bad about marriages and relationships. And I'm like, well, why don't you start trying to find people and content that is more like what you would want? instead of saying, I don't want to be married because of these things, I'm like, well, who's, not everybody's living like that. Let me tell you something. A lot of times you'll see me, like if I'm on my way to work, or you'll see me, like, I think I put out a video yesterday. I was at a practice from one of my kids. But what you didn't see was my husband sometimes, who's all, well, he was coaching one of my other kids at another practice. But if you took just that context and just that one video, it looks like, oh, Bo is just out here with her kids. Like, she's always doing this. Well, I got a lot of kids. So you know what's happening? He's also doing that too. And then we come home and we sync up, and sometimes we kiki and hee haw together. And sometimes we don't. Sometimes we're like, hey, I'll catch you tomorrow. Like, we're tired, right? Well, we'll sync up later on today. What's going to happen when I get off of this? I'm going to go upstairs and do my hair, make sure my daughter's hair is done because she has a tournament today. My son, or one of my kids anyway, he's his game already started. He's in the middle of a game. My husband is one of the coaches. My husband is hands-on. Did he always start off like that way? No, it was a process. And then he became very hands-on with the kids. And by the way, we're both working professionals. And what I'm saying is, if you've got people who are getting on this app and they are engaging in confirmation bias by purposefully choosing the same type of content, that is a different type of movement. That is no different than what the whacked out weirdo manosphere does when they get out there and they pull the same type of girl that they interview or whatever. This is why I stopped watching that stuff, right? Like, I never really got into it anyway. But like, when they get the same type of woman that fits the narrative that they want to speak about, that's what these women, a lot of these single women are doing. They're finding some of the worst relationships, the worst representation of partnership. And then they put that on there and say, this is the reason why, you know, stay single and don't. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, why are you sitting there trying to, if any, it's like they're trying to tear down relationships. And don't get me wrong, some of these relationships out here are not healthy. But I would say you should be more focused on trying to figure out praying for these relationships. Praying for clarity, praying for compromise. And I'm not saying look, if you don't believe in God, then that's on you. That's fine. What I am saying is this. I am seeing single women who are claiming to be really happy, letting, I guess, married women run rampantly through their minds. Because they seem to make a lot of content about married women. Married women don't really get out here on these apps, especially the ones who are busy and they're living their best lives. They don't get out here and sit there and talk about single women. They don't. Which lets me believe that, you know what? Oh, I think you protest too much. Because I've never seen people who are so happy focus on the unhappy lives of somebody else or the supposed unhappy lives of someone else. Never. Never, never, never. It's so weird. And I think that there is a blind spot. So I'm going to say it again. A lot of the single women who are getting out here talking about how happy they are, usually it's in proximity to comparing their lives to a married woman. I'm just saying, like, there are pros and cons of both sides. I don't think being single is a horrible thing at all. But you're not going to hear me get out here and talk about why you don't want to be single. You want to be married. It depends on what you're looking for. If someone were to tell me, give me, and I'm just saying off the top of my head, give me three reasons why you enjoy being married. I don't know. I guess that's a question. This is off script here. I mean, my first thought would be, I have a built-in friend. I have a built-in friend. Now, does that mean there isn't conflict at times? Well, not like conflict, but you know what I mean? Does that mean that we don't disagree? Well, you're going to disagree with your friends whether you're married or not, right? I have a built-in friend. And there's nothing like sharing some of the stupidest, corniest jokes that only we would get. Like, but sometimes it's like, my husband is a mess. But like, I have a built-in friend. What else? Honestly, this might sound so silly, but I think about, like, you know what? It's great that we have a plan and we can build towards our retirement because we have other ideas and plans. You know what we like? We enjoy watching our children go through the developmental cycles, right? Like, there's times when they get on our nerves. There's times when we watch them do something and they succeed, whether it's academically, whether it's in sports, just as a, like, human characters and qualities, when you get something back. Like, one of my neighbor friends hit me up an email the other day and she said, you know, so-and-so said good morning to me. Now, the act of somebody saying good morning is not big of a deal, but what she was getting at was, like, I love how you're raising them. Like, they're just so polite. They're not always, but it made me feel great. Maybe that's a selfish thing, but just feeling like, you know what? I'm trying to raise kids of good character and I don't always get it right. But see, me giving my reasons for what I'm enjoying has nothing to do with tearing down a single person. But if you get out here on these apps, you get out here, especially on TikTok, let me tell you something. I have, like, some other examples. Oh, let me play this. If you get out here on these apps, these women, they are coming hard for
women say that they support women, but
yeah, let me see. I gotta bring this up. They're psycho. This woman said something that I really, yeah, I like what she had to say.
Women say that they support women, but they only support single women. Women don't support married women. They love to be divisive and divide the woman from the man and make the husband the enemy so that she could be a single mother just like y'all.
Hey, I'm just saying. Oh, what is this? Oh, I like this trad wife thing. That's in my feed right now. This is hilarious. Let me see what else. Oh, here's another one. Let me see. I'm going to put this on here. Can y'all see this still?
Yeah, girl. I talked about that on my Instagram, how there are many married women who are single moms. And single moms, not in the sense of, like, a single mom. I don't want to disrespect any single mothers. However, there are married women who are in their partnerships and primarily doing 1,000% of the child rearing. And so that is essentially like a married woman who is a single mom.
So anyway, what I'm getting at with a lot of this was I can curate any and everything that I want to fit a narrative. All I know is there are plenty of women who are out here on this app. And I was just like, holy cow, this is becoming crazy. It's becoming crazy. They're getting out on this app and they're coming for all the married women. I have never seen so much of it. Like I said, if you are happy and single, and I ask you, tell me something that you like about being single. I'm telling you, right? What is going on upstairs? You should be able to say, you know what I like? And it should have nothing to do with what a married woman is doing or not doing. I'm just naming it. Anyway, I just wanted to get some of that off my chest. I mean, it wasn't like a put together thought, right? I was like, I'm going to run this really quickly before I have to start with my day. It's going to be a long day. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. This is the thing. I want to say and go on the record, like, honestly, there are some super dope single women out here in these streets. They really are amazing. And the ones who are not caught up, like, they do go on to live their lives. They really do. And they have a lot to offer in companionship. They have a lot to offer in their career. They have a lot to offer in their, like, friendships, relationships. They have a lot to offer to their community. The ones who are happy, from what I can see, they don't get on this app and talk the way a lot of these women are talking. And I have more, and it's not worth me pulling it up. I think you guys get the sentiment. I just wanted to say there are so many women who get out here on this app and they're tearing down married women, married relationships. I don't understand it. It's kind of like psycho, because married women are not going after single women. They're not. I haven't seen a whole bunch of videos like that. And let me tell you something. When it started coming in my feed, all I kept getting was a whole bunch of the same women getting out here talking about don't marry men. Don't deal with black men. Don't get married, period. Well, don't marry men. But they're like, don't marry after this age. It was a bunch of, and they're saying that they're not angry, but they are. Even the way they're speaking, it's such vitriol. I'm like, all right, well, just live your life. But to sit there and to tell a bunch of women, I was just like, this is crazy. And let me just say for this. Did that even make sense coming out of my mouth? Let me say for this. Like, what does that even mean? I will say this. I think that many women are engaging in schadenfreude, which is basically taking pleasure or delight in someone's demise, right? So it was almost as if, like, all I keep thinking about is the Simone Biles situation. Her husband, who was a dingling the way he spoke about her, and I don't expect many men to get or catch what happened there. But yeah, he made some gaffes. But you've got women out there like, see, I told you he doesn't want you. Just look at his old Instagram. And I'm like, okay, well, look, at this point, there was something in her that intrigued him. Right. So by me saying that, people are like, oh, now you're being a pick me. I'm like, sometimes you got to weed out the noise. I'm like, look, there's something about her he liked and wanted. There's something about him that she liked and wanted. And it's not necessarily perfect, but what we do is you try to make sure you give them tools and help them to succeed in a relationship versus saying run. I can't speak to the complexities of the relationship. I don't follow their relationship. Okay. So I don't know. I don't know anything. What I do know is, instead of trying to tear down that relationship, one of two things: either help them succeed or mind your business. These are young adults, but they're adults. And so they have to have room to make their mistakes. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But right now, I feel like you got a bunch of single women who are the ones who did the most talking about this out here waiting for their demise. And that's not cool. And you got a whole bunch of women out here talking about, this is what I won't do. This. And I'm like, why are you worried about what's going on in their relationship? Worry about what's going on in your life. I think it's getting out of control. And what, like I said, what they're not recognizing is they're out here looking at the same whacked out weirdo or problematic relationships and using that as the template, as if like it's boilerplate for all marriages. And I'm like, they're no different than the whacked out weirdo manosphere getting out there pulling the same type of silly girl or whatever it is, and they're all getting up there getting their microphones and getting, I don't know, on their little platforms and yammering about nothing. They look so stupid to me. This is what the women are doing. They're doing the exact same thing, different topic. I said what I said. All right. Okay, I think that's it. Have a good one. I need to go do my hair. I need to do my daughter's hair and start my day. All right, bye.